I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, Cyclone Kenneth devastated northeast Mozambique. In this life-threatening situation, the only way that aid is deliverable to isolated communities is by air. That's where Mission Aviation Fellowship, operating as Ambassador Aviation in Mozambique, is helping. MAF's Global Disaster Response Manager, John Woodbury, tells us,
right after the storm passed, we went up to Pemba, and we did aerial assessment footage just to help people see the scale and the scope of the damage. And what was different about this cyclone, it was almost like a tornado. There's a very tight band of damage, but it's substantial damage, probably 20 to 30 villages just pretty much flattened.
And believers in Nepal are seeing a considerable uptick in persecution in certain areas. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says the severity depends on each community's desire for Nepal to remain a Hindu nation. At the same time, a government leader said recently that Nepal's Christian population is up by about 10%. Much of this growth hinges on the boldness of believers and the refusal to bend to India's relentless pressure to become a Hindu nation.
India's big brother, and at any time, if India wants to close the borders, they could pretty much cripple that country. All of the things that that country needs for progress and development comes from India. If the Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, stays in power in India, they will certainly continue to put pressure on Nepal.
Pray for boldness and perseverance among believers in Nepal and India. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how his word is having a profound effect on millions. Click the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.